Here's a question I asked right at the very beginning of the programme. How easy is it for a woman to get pregnant? Apparently, 2 out of 3 women here in Northern Ireland don't even know the best time to give it a go. Let me speak to Dr. Sarah Kayat, who is a medical expert and who's been looking at some very interesting research that has been done. Nearly 63% of women in Northern Ireland won't speak to their friends about trying for a baby, and a quarter wouldn't even speak to their own mum saying they were trying for a baby. And it's heartbreaking, of course, for couples who can't have a child. And, you know, if you're not prepared to talk about it, well, then you're not going to make much progress, I would imagine. Dr. Kayat, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Kayat.
Good morning. Hi.
I have got you on a line and I want to ask you a question about this thing that has surprised me in relation to the research that apparently 2 out of 3 women don't know the best time to try and get pregnant. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a bit of a shocking statistic, isn't it? It seems to me that we've got a big gap in our knowledge with regards to fertility and kind of knowing our menstrual cycles.
I would have thought, and I have never really had this conversation in any detail with any women, because I'm sure it's not something that blokes do, but I would have thought that women would have understood their own bodies better.
Well, the thing is every month a woman knows what's happening to her, you know, on the outside, I'd say, but actually, I don't think many of us know what's happening on the inside. You know, we had biology lessons when we were kids and we potentially got told a bit about the cycle. But, you know, decades later, that's long forgotten. And actually, it's really important to know all of this stuff, because there is actually only a small fertile window every month that you can fall pregnant in. And so really trying to optimize when you have sex around that time is really important.
So obviously if people don't want to get pregnant, they can take all the precautions, and if they have any sense, they would be doing that. But if people are really trying to get pregnant and are, you know, frustrated by the fact that they're having absolutely no success, I presume the first thing to check is that the male is capable of fathering a child. Is that the first step?
So generally what I suggest people do is try and have sex as often as they can, and certainly around the time of their fertile window. If you've been doing that for several months and you're getting nowhere, then it is a matter of seeing the doctor, because everyone gets tested, basically. So both the male will get their semen checked, and the woman's going to get some blood tests and ultrasound scans. So it's a two-way thing. It's not just the man that needs being tested to start with.
But do they usually test the bloke first?
It's all together, to be honest with you. So we check both the men and the women at the same time.
Right. So you find then that the man is capable of being a father, and the woman, there's a question mark over whether or not she can be a mother. Is that something that's black and white, or is that something that is a grey area?
It's extremely grey. So often what will happen is it's a mixture of both issues. You know, you might have slightly sub-performing sperm, and you may have slightly, you know, poor hormone levels as a woman potentially, and then the two together is meaning that you're not getting anywhere. But there's a whole load of other things you need to be thinking about, like lifestyle factors, so diet, weight, you know, exercise, all the other things that contribute to optimum fertility.
Because this is literally heartbreaking for some couples, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's really, really daunting for a lot of couples trying to conceive. And for those that are really struggling, you know, it is absolutely heartbreaking. But it's a matter of kind of going back to basics in a way, you know, seeing your doctor, making sure everything's okay. If everything is okay, just trying to optimize all the things that you can do to make sure that we're really kind of, you know, having sex at the right times and we're as healthy as we can be.
Yeah, you see, this having sex at the right time, that is vital, as you've suggested there, because there's this small window of opportunity. But, you know, people, they are so busy and they don't plan the way maybe they should be planning. They're not going to do it unless they've been out for a night and they've had a few jars. That's the downside of it. It's almost like a military operation if you have problems, if you have difficulties, you've got to be very, very focused.
Oh, absolutely. I would love everyone to be having sex for the joy of sex and really, you know, having a lovely kind of loving relationship and just doing it all the time if that's what they want. But as you said, practically, it's kind of difficult to be doing that all the time and really to fit in with our busy lifestyles. Sometimes you really do need a bit more of kind of the precision and efficiency of having sex at that right time. And I don't think we should detract from the fact that it should still be, you know, a part of a kind of a loving process. But it would be a lot easier to fall pregnant if you're having sex at that fertile window time.
So if the suggestion is that at that time, that opportunity, that narrow window, that it will work, is there anything else that will assist on the actual afternoon, morning or night? Is there, you know, is the shape of the bed, the warmth of the room, the position that you're using, does any of that help?
Ultimately, we just need one sperm to meet one egg. It doesn't really matter, positions and beds and temperature and all of those things. We just need that sperm and that egg to meet. So I think, you know, don't overthink it too much in that kind of sense. I think it's just back to basics, really.
But do talk it over with your mum, talk it over with your friends, talk it over with your doctor, share whatever burden you have. Don't live in despair. And probably most importantly of all, go back and read the biology book and make sure you know how the system works.
Yeah, absolutely. So chat it through, find some peer support, get an understanding of your cycle, you know, use kits like Ava's bracelet to understand your cycle a bit more, and go online and have a look at the communities out there that are having the similar struggles.
You mentioned Ava's bracelet. How does that work?
So it's a bracelet you wear at night time that measures 9 different parameters to give you an idea of when your fertile window is. And so you don't have to be second guessing it. You don't have to be trying to use, you know, your textbooks and your maths algorithms. It all does it for you to tell you when in your cycle you're at your most fertile.
Okay. Can you get that on the NHS or do you have to buy it?
Unfortunately, it's not on the NHS. It is something that needs to be bought.
Okay. Dr. Kayat, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Sarah Kayat with a suggestion for you. And I know there'll be people listening to this programme who are almost in tears because we're having a conversation about fertility and our thoughts very much with you. And there'll be others who practically can't stop getting pregnant, thinking, holy smokes, I'm pregnant again. Your stories are always very welcome. 028 90 333 105.